It's Monday night community time. If you're catching us on podcast, you're not going to get this. But if you are watching the camera, things look a little bit different tonight, right? Usually our panelists are all at home behind their computer screen, but we are all here in one room tonight with some new friends, some old friends, and 2,000 Optavians and a live studio audience. Let's hear it, studio audience. And we are somewhere between Florida and Jamaica on an amazing incentive trip from Optavia. And so I am so excited to be facilitating tonight's call. This is going to be so much fun. I can't think of a better environment to be discussing community. You know, with all of that said too, I just want to acknowledge, if we reference compensation in any way tonight, please recognize that we as coaches are compensated very well for doing good, but that comes with hard work, dedication in helping many people transform their lives. So if that's been something you've been wanting to explore or you want more information about that, please first and foremost, visit our income disclosure statement. My name is Jeffrey, and it is such a pleasure to be here with, as I mentioned, some new friends, some old friends, and a whole bunch of new friends out here in the middle of the ocean. When I was asked to host this call on the subject of community, I knew that this was the call for me. Community of all of the four components of Optavia speaks dramatically to me. You see, if you're a newer client, maybe you're like, components, what are the components? So let me just help you for a moment. First of all, remember, you have an amazing coach to walk with you through this journey. Second of all, you have the habits of health transformation to help you learn through your journey. You have your fueling program, which assisted me 13 years ago to lose 30 pounds. But it is the community that has kept me coming back, staying on my path to continue to explore becoming a newer and better version of myself each and every day. So that is the subject we're going to be talking about tonight with my friends and all of our friends, hopefully, as well. So maybe you're sitting there wondering, what's this community thing? I don't get it. I just bought a diet and I just want to lose some pounds. So let me frame this for you in case you're newer to the scene tonight. So community comes in so many ways. Obviously, this right here, I'm preaching to the choir. This is a wonderful example of community. Or maybe you participate in some of our win calls where we celebrate those daily wins. Maybe you've been invited to a Health and Hope event or a healthy happy hour by your coach, which puts you all in one room, which is great. Or maybe you even saw that Dr. A is coming across the country with what I'll just call like a national community event. Maybe you should check with your coach to see if Dr. A is coming to a city near you. These are all such great ways to connect back with like-minded people wanting to move forward. But tonight I want to introduce my friends and let you hear a little bit about their journey and maybe a very specific element of community that has affected yours. And why don't I go ahead and just start with Jan? Why don't you give us a bird's eye view of your journey and a piece of community that has meant so much to you?
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Jeffrey. And hey, everyone, we wish you were all right here with us. That's for sure. I started this journey 14 years ago, and I experienced the program, the full program with all four components. And I really embraced those. And as I did that, it was so life-changing. I began to help other people. I just had to do it. I could not keep my mouth shut. But it took me a year and a half to ever go to any community event. I pushed back on that. I just kind of thought, I'll just stay in my own little corner and I'll do my thing. I have a wonderful coach and I was connected to him, but that was about it. And finally, after a year and a half, I took the challenge. I flew by myself to Orlando to one of our national training meetings, our national convention. And when I went there, I thought I knew what I would experience. I thought it would be all the glitz and glamour and smoke and mirrors and whatever. And what I found instead was the most sincere, most down-to-earth people who truly cared about other people and really helping them get a handle on what matters most in life and how to really step into their greatest self. And I was so inspired by that. I came home a different person. I told my husband, I have got to dive into this a little bit further than I have been in the past. And it's changed my life ever since. And I keep sharing because it means that much. So yeah, community was a big part. It changed everything for me.
May I ask you another question about that?
Yeah.
So there may be people sitting here watching this going, yeah, but Jan, she's so bubbly. She can go to a convention. What were you afraid of? What held you from, what took you a year and a half to say yes to this piece?
That's a great question. It was, I think part of it was just thinking that I don't want to build a business. I don't want any part of a business. I thought it was one of those things, you know. You may all have a different idea of what that means, but I just kind of wanted to stay in my own little corner. And I thought when I went out there, it was just going to be very surfacey, very superficial. Mm-hmm. But what I got was just humanity at its best. The people are the most wonderful people, and they truly, truly cared about me. I would have a conversation with someone out in the hall that was so genuine and awesome. I didn't know who they were. And the next meeting, they were on the stand speaking on the stage, you know? So I was like, these people are different than anything I've ever experienced. And I wanted to be a part of that. I really wanted to help bring more of that into the world and help other people find it. And we are a really special community, and there are no boundaries here. We want everyone to be a part of it because it is changing the world for the better.
I love that so much, Jan. So you can sit back and wait a year and a half, but what if that piece was the thing keeping from someone from becoming their best self? Just try it on.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. I wish I wouldn't have waited.
Right.
I really wish I would have jumped right in.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Dawn.
Yes, Jeff.
You and I have done a lot of life together. You could go on. We could just go on for hours about the community we have experienced together. But why don't you share with people watching tonight a snapshot of how you got here today, but maybe an element of community that has really propelled you forward.
Yeah. And Jeffrey, when you asked me that earlier today, I thought about so many different kinds and types and experiences of the community. But Jan, what you said really struck something, because it was about 15 years ago that I saw a friend, you know, lose weight, and she looked healthy. She looked happy. And I literally said, I want some of that. I'm like, give me some of that. Like, not kidding, y'all, reached over the counter and into her bag of honey mustard pretzel sticks and popped them in my mouth. And I was like, I mean, she didn't have the heart to tell me I just ate half of her meal. So from that moment, I was like, okay, I want that. So I actually thought I was just getting a diet. I was going to just lose 25 pounds. I went on to lose almost 50. But anyways, my current reality was a little off. But what I ended up finding was a family. And I'd worked at the hospital or as a nurse at a busy teaching hospitals at that point in time for, gosh, probably 6 years. And I thought that was my community. I had friends from there and it was great, but it was nothing like what I started to experience with this. And I have to say, when I started, I tried to do it alone. Didn't I?
Yep.
I didn't want to talk to my coach. I didn't check in the first week. I ate edamame because it was green. I mean, I didn't think it was a bean. I just didn't. So I couldn't figure out why I wasn't having all this energy of fat burn. And so, but finally, I opened up to support because I was used to doing things alone. And when I realized that it was a different kind of support than I'd ever experienced, it wasn't the kind of support of what can you do for them? It was always, what could they do for me? How could they help? It was like this service oriented, which just like struck a chord in my heart. So it really became family, more of a family than anything I'd ever actually experienced, because I'm an only child. My dad's an only child. Like, my family is very small. So with this, it's like this gigantic family. And Jan, that first event, I remember when I went to my first event, I made the decision like 2 weeks ahead of time, right? I jumped on a plane. I flew to, I don't even remember where it was because it was 15 years ago. I didn't know a single soul really, except for, you know, my coaches. And everybody I met was so genuine. Like, they asked you how you were doing and they stopped and they stared into your eyes and they waited for you to actually answer. And they cared and they asked a question to follow up. I didn't experience that at the hospital. Really, ever. I mean, we're so busy and so stressed. So it's a family. It's the events. It's the first event I went to where I feel like I met so many good friends that are still my friends now. It's every client I get to talk to. I mean, I remember 15 years ago, some of the people that I helped then are still good friends now. We've watched our kids grow up together. You know, we check in on each other. That to me is really powerful because it's friendships that really transcend those barriers. And the local events and the virtual ones, it's really all quite special and unique. So just so different from anything I'd ever experienced.
I love that you chose the word family. Mm. Boarding this ship, how many times you hear your name screamed from across the deck from somebody that you haven't seen for like a year. It truly has become family. And what's interesting too, as I look at you now, Dawn, I don't remember life before you, but there was no Dawn in my life before my first Optavia event. Mm. I can't imagine my life without you and so many people. And so great. And I loved what you were talking about when you reached in and grabbed the honey mustard pretzels, right? Community also reminds you, if you're watching, you get to learn stuff. Like, yes. You know that anybody who's dropped a honey mustard pretzel between the seat and the car, and then you go digging for it because, and then you realize you're not crazy because community taught you that that's normal. I don't know if it's normal, but it's normal. But it's not normal, but it's normal.
Don't do it while you're driving. That's not a habit of health.
No, thank you, Dawn, so much. Yeah. It's so family. That's such a powerful mm-hmm. word for sure. Brad, you've been around a couple minutes.
A couple minutes.
A couple minutes. Yeah. How many years?
16 years now.
16 years. Yeah. I will say, relating to Dawn talking about family, I remember when I looked at Brad at my first event, it was in Las Vegas. And he was like my nerdy little brother.
Still kind of my nerdy little brother.
And I say that with love. And I think, what would life have been like prior to all of that? So Brad, give us a snapshot of your journey with Optavia and an element of community that's really propelled you forward.
Obviously my relationship with you. Like,
of course.
About 16 years ago, you know, I had a large family, and actually a large family. And I had just got married. I was just out of high school, and I started to put on weight. And I was actually a three-sport athlete growing up. So I didn't understand about nutrition or anything like that. I just wasn't playing three sports anymore. Mm-hmm. And so when stress of life started to come in, so I quickly gained like 10, 20 pounds. And then I injured my ankle and I gained another 10. And all the while, my family's losing weight. Like, over combined, we lost over 2,000 pounds combined mm-hmm. as a family, which is kind of also a cool part about the community is I have a great family, but we had a lot of unhealthy habits because it's not just, and for all of you guys that are on tonight, I just want to congratulate you for being on tonight, because it's not whether you're in person, on a ship, or whatever. It's who you assimilate with. It doesn't matter your actual location. It could be in person. It's the best when it is in person, but it could be who you stay close with on Facebook. It could be being on this call tonight. So I just want to congratulate you all for doing that. That's one thing I started to, like, obviously that wasn't going well for me. And I thought that's just what you did. And then, so I actually started this as a diet. I had this genius idea that I was going to celebrate my 10 pounds of weight loss. I only needed to lose 10 pounds. and I was going to celebrate it with a pizza, but it just somehow magically came on. So it was just going to stay off. But through the community, I started hearing these little drips because my mom was my coach. She actually was like, you should listen to this Monday call. You should do this. You should read this book. And I'm like, I haven't read a book since like 4 years ago when I left high school. So, anyways, those are those little aspects. Like, community is so unassuming that you don't realize that it's starting to penetrate every area of your life. So I like to think about this one as the one that most people kind of push to the side, because I don't know if I would have listened to those calls or tuned in. I would probably be one of those people that would do this as a lone wolf. And now I know that once you, like, actually, when I'm not at my best place in any part of my life, it's just now a habit built in to just go, I need to be around my people. I need to physically or just online, or I just need to send a text. It doesn't matter. I need to seek out community, because when and it's our tendency to go do things alone, which is so funny that the tendency to do of what we tend to do is the opposite of what is actually the best for us. So that's, in a nutshell, I could pick like 20,000 things of why community is the best, but that's just one thing I could zoom in on tonight.
I couldn't agree with you more in regards to, there's so many
I was like, which direction am I going to go with this?
Exactly. Question? I love that you even talked about, sometimes community is just reaching out to somebody on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Chiming in for this.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the chat right now that's going on the call right now.
Which, by the way, when Dawn mentioned a moment ago about when she didn't want to call her coach, we can actually see all of you from the camera rolling your eyes. Yes, those of you who aren't calling your coach back. So just know we understand, and we may have all been there at one point as well. So we're glad you're here to break through some of that. You know, Brad, you said something right now just really important, and so I'm going to ask a follow-up for you. What I have found in my 13 years of coaching is people love showing up to parties when they're doing good.
Yes.
We're in fat burn. We're rocking it. Our energy's through the roof. Of course we're going to show up. And none of us have ever fallen off, fallen back, had a negative self. None of us ever.
Never.
Right.
If we have time, I might tell you about my little chat with myself about 4 hours ago. So it's still relevant. But what I have found, and you may have experienced this as well, it is those times usually when the client stops calling their coach back.
Yeah.
We have a tendency, I've discovered that in those times, we pull back from community. We close the door. We step away. Don't look at me. I'll come back when I've got everything together, which, as we know, is the best time to lean into community. And Brad, you've had a year.
Yeah, I've had a year.
You've had a year. Have you ever felt like you wanted to just pull back from community, close the doors, close the blinds, and hide?
I love that question. I love how you even phrase the setup for it. I mean,
I don't even know if I warned you that I was setting you up.
Absolutely not. No, that's never happened to me.
No.
No, actually, I mean, yeah, it has. I think, like you said, it's natural when we're doing great to shout it from the mountaintops. But the true victory is actually when you learn to humbly reach out and help. And it doesn't have to be a pity party. But if you do need a pity party, great. But just that, I think actually the first win that I would encourage people to celebrate is that time that you don't feel like showing up, the time that you are having a hard day, you're probably embarrassed. You've probably been like, no one wants to hear this. It doesn't matter to anyone. And also I'm too embarrassed to tell people what I'm going through, because no one goes through what I go through, until you actually reach out and say, instead of actually, reclusing, I'm going to actually reach out. I think that's the first major victory that someone needs to celebrate on their health journey, is showing up when they wanted to kind of recluse back in.
So there's someone, I'm certain, right now looking, who is in those shoes.
Yeah.
How did you, because we picked up that 1,000-pound phone before,
yeah,
and we almost dial and we put it down and we try. How do you tell that person how to actually dial it, or send the message, or just say, please help? Because we've all stepped back from the send button before. What would you tell them how to make it happen?
That is a really good question. I'd love to hear Jan and Don's and yours take on that too. But I would just say, we're all going through more of the same thing than we realize. And just reaching out vulnerably. I always actually just say, because I'm an overthinker, just say what's going on in your head. Be like, you could reach out to someone. Most of us, it could be a coach or a friend or a close confidant. Or Jeffrey, our relationship has grown in this. Yeah. I could reach out to you, and I have reached out.
Yes.
You could just pick up the phone, call, or even just send a text and be like, hey, you know what? I just wanted to reach out because I know community is important. And I just want to say, like, I'm not really having a great day right now. And if you have a second, like, give me a shout. Or you've always been there for me. I don't know. Say whatever in your heart and in your head.
Yeah.
Just push send.
I love that.
Yeah.
Jan, your life has been smooth sailing all for forever, right? We're on a boat, smooth sailing, right? But can you guys laugh? I have not. Thanks. I don't usually have a studio audience. Come on, help a brother out. You've had life in the, have you ever, I should ask first, have you ever just wanted to close the blinds and pull the covers overhead? How did you not?
Well, when you have a big family like we have, and there's lots of life going on, you kind of can't, I mean, I could, but I don't choose to. But I will tell you, I just have to turn around and say, I just saw Dr. A walk in back there. And I'm just saying that right now, if it weren't for community, what I'm going through with our life, with my life, our family's life, I'm using every single thing I've learned from the Habits of Health system. And I listened to Dr. A with this Conscious Leaders Forum, and I'm pulling out all the ninja tricks that I've got to help me get through the stuff. And it has been a huge blessing in my life. So community is really helping me move through these things, so that instead of going around and around and around in old patterns that don't serve me, Dr. A calls the new patterns the emerging patterns. Like, I'm seeing my family and myself, we're moving through that and into healthier patterns that's way beyond weight loss. Holy smokes, this is about life. That is what it's about. We are a community that's helping people step into their very best lives. And that's what it's about. So I just got to turn around and say, thank you. Thank you so much.
What I hear from that too, Jen. Yes, thank you, by the way. So true. It's great when word leaked out that we're in a little room in the bottom of the ship. There's a lot of FOMO at these events and people are like, where's the party? Where's the party? That's community. Yeah, exactly. You know what I heard in that, Jan, that's critical too, is we have so many resources, right? We've got audio versions. We've got recordings of these. There's so many things. And sometimes you're like, you look at the phone and you could turn on a game or you could just, you know, sort of black out from the word and you're like, well, just hit play on Dr. Ace, for example, minute and 30 second, welcome to Optavia video. How many times has that pulled me out to have a vision? So I think what I'm hearing is just click play, just click send.
Yeah.
Dawn, what would you say? There's a mom somewhere out there right now. You're a mom. And your daughter's not happy that she's not here. I do know that to be true.
Oh, man.
And there's a mom out there who says, I would love to step into community, but you don't understand. You don't understand. Life's hard. I got a lot of life going on. I've got the kids and my husband's not doing his job around the house. And you just don't understand, Dawn. Mm-hmm. I would love to, but how would you help that mom step into community?
Such a great question, Jeffrey, because I've actually been that mom that says, oh, I'd love to, but insert all the excuses of the things. I think it really comes down to carving that time out for yourself and really looking at this as a version of self-care, looking at community as a version of self-care and self-love. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, lots of us moms and dads out there pulling double, triple duty and all the things where you put other people's needs before yours. I'm sure there's someone out there who probably did that today, right? Put someone else's needs or a lot of other people's needs before yours. And maybe you don't even realize you're doing it. I didn't realize I was doing it because, you know, Jan and I are both nurses. And so it's just kind of baked into our DNA to like serve and to help. But when I started to feel exhausted, when I started to feel sad, when I noticed I wasn't sleeping well, I was having anxiety and I didn't know where it was coming from, it was because I was neglecting that self-care piece and that community piece. And when we come together, even if it's sitting on one of these calls, somebody usually says something that resonates with me and I realize I'm not the only one, right? I'm not the only one that sometimes just wants to barricade myself in the bathroom and take a bath. And that's okay. But I'll turn on a podcast or I'll turn on my favorite music or, you know, I'll call a friend and that it's self-care. So I think for me, it's be careful if you feel like you're lighting yourself on fire to keep someone else warm, just take a step back and say, how can I take care of myself? Because we really are the better version of ourselves when we're well taken care of. And we all know that. It's just knowing what's one small thing I can do today. And what are the rocks that I can put in my schedule? And if I wouldn't cancel on my kids and I wouldn't cancel on my best friend, then how can I not cancel on myself?
Yeah, that's so good, Dawn. Like you said, it is not selfish to take care of yourself, right? It is selfless. That's so good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We've just got a couple of minutes left to go before the end and we don't get a panel. Like a live panel very often. Who's having fun on the cruise? Is anyone not happy that they said yes to the trip? Who is a plus one? So people earned this trip. Remember, visit the income disclosure statement. You're a guest. So you didn't know you were boarding the boat with a whole bunch of crazy people.
No.
Are you having fun?
No idea. I'm having so much fun.
What has been the most fun in the last, it seems like we've been here a week, but I think it's only been a day. What's been your most fun?
The pink party.
The pink party.
That was awesome. But I have to say this. I mean, I'm her plus one. The experience has been so overwhelming. The sense of belonging, welcoming. Empowering, inspiring. I just came as plus one to have fun, but I mean, it's just amazing. I'm overwhelmed and I'm sorry I can't contain myself. But it was just amazing experience. You guys are awesome.
Never apologize for tears. Never apologize for tears. That's so beautiful. Oh my goodness. So good. Anybody else have like your favorite like 30-second moment that has happened in the last however long we've been on this boat?
There's a gentleman back there with gray hair.
Gray?
I think he had something to say.
Yeah.
So
who's having a good time? This gray-haired guy or this gray-haired guy? It's just different degrees of gray hair.
Not completely gray.
Dominic, what's been your favorite part since you've been on a lot of these trips? It's all about community. Tell us what has really impacted you.
Well, you know, the mission.
Yeah.
And the fact is, we might have, you know, stepped back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but the future is brighter than ever. Yeah. So
that's so good. Yeah. That's so good. I'll also say
it's not the time to slow down.
No,
it is not.
No,
you know, don't, you know, like get sidetracked.
Yeah,
where we're going is going to be pretty exciting
on our businesses, on our health,
mm-hmm.
all the things. And if you've ever wondered if Dr. A is a real person, you have to come to an event because he's a real person and he's right here and he's coming to a city near you very, very soon. So thank good you. To see you, Dr. A. I want to come back up front and just wrap things up here in the last moment, because we've been talking a lot about how community allows us the opportunity to become the best versions of ourselves, right? Yes, it's a party, and we're going to party it up here in just a minute. But really, at the end of the day, the reason that I find community has remained the number one component for me is that it allows me to become the best version of myself. This afternoon, I had the privilege of sitting with some other health coaches and one of my mentors, Dave Blanchard, who's over here as well. And yes, your health coach has a coach, by the way, probably a lot of them. It takes a lot to keep this together. And we had a conversation today about habits and the habits that define who we are. And he gave us a little analogy, and I'm going to give you two so that you can find yourself in one of these stories. So if you're a performer or a speaker, or you know someone who is, and you see them up on stage, and that's that persona, that show persona, you're a performer, you know what that's like. We show up as the performer version of ourselves, but maybe you or that person goes off stage and you beat yourself up for all the things that didn't go perfect or according to your plan. Or a better analogy for some of you that aren't performers, maybe you host a dinner party at home with family or your spouse does. And when all the guests are there, that's your stage and you show up in one way and then they all leave and this didn't go right and you sort of get up in your head. And the question Dave asked us is, which version is the real you? And I asked you two today and you as well, and we had to think about it. And I want you to just ponder that. Which version is the real you? Dave helped me understand that it's the person on stage where all components come together to pull out the best version of you. And what was the difference between the first and the second in both of those stories? You had community to raise your frequency and your vibration to a new level that brings out a new and unknown version of yourself. So I compel you tonight as I tie this up. If you are like Jan, waiting a year and a half for community, what could happen if you actually stepped into one, maybe 2000 on a boat in the middle of the Western Caribbean is an option in the future as well. What version of you might come out of that? And would it be worth facing that fear and not waiting a year and a half to show up as that real you and reorienting the relationship with that other you that's maybe not serving you, because community raises us.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight has been an absolute honor to spend with you, Brad and Don and Jan and Dave and Dr. A and Dominic. Can I hear it for our panel? We need to have a live panel all the time, a live studio audience. With that, I hope to see you all next week, and take care. Wi-Fi made it. Peace.